As we look at Psalm 9 and 10, as we get to the end of Psalm 9, we see that there is a plea for God to rise up and judge. David is calling on divine justice to crush evil and establish righteousness. And while David was a warrior king, his reign was just a shadow of what was to come. Jesus is the greater David. He doesn't just fight for us, he wins for us. He doesn't just inspire courage, he indwells his people with his own spirit. And unlike David, who aged and grew tired, Jesus never loses strength. When Jesus went to the cross, he didn't just confront human enemies, he crushed Satan, sin, and death. And when he rose, he secured victory forever for those who would trust in him. And now he reigns as king, not just over Israel, but over all creation. So he doesn't just fight the Philistines, he has defeated the curse of sin. And so this psalm ends where our faith begins, a longing for the perfect king to rule and to reign. In Christ, that longing is fulfilled. The fight is won, and we are invited to walk in that victory. Here are several ways that you can pray today. Jesus, thank you for being the king who fights and wins for us. Help me walk in the confidence of your finished work, and let my life proclaim that you are the true and reigning king. Here are two different peoples to pray for. Pray for Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family, our missionaries in South Africa. And pray for the people of Tanzania as they listen to the Hey Hey Life Word broadcasts.